Hi guys, before we start today's show, if you'd like to support me, head over to Instagram. Follow me there, X1TheGamer on Instagram. That's X1TheGamer on Instagram. And now to the show. Today is Tuesday, October 22nd, 2019. Arkham Legacy is the next Batman, and Borderlands 3 gets a Halloween event. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. I'm so happy you're here. My name is X1. Let's do this. So in a news story over at PC Gamer, it looks like we know the next Batman game and the Batman series. Oh, it's so good. WB always nails it. The fighting in Batman is amazing. I love it. Batman Arkham Legacy is the next Batman game. This is according to a prominent leaker. The next Batman game will be Batman Arkham Legacy if a previously reliable leaker is correct. Twitter user New Wabi Sabi, who predicted a swath of E3 2019 rumors and has reportedly been threatened with legal action by Nintendo for their leaks, tweeted the details earlier yesterday. You could hardly call them details, but at least two interesting rumors can be gleaned from the leaker. The game will be called Batman Arkham Legacy, and some or all of the Batman family will be playable. It makes sense. An ensemble of heroes with all different abilities, upgrade trees, and costumes is very much the zeitgeist at the moment. Can't believe this article used the term zeitgeist, but I like it. I like it. WB Games Montreal dropped a series of teases for a new Batman game in September, which led many to believe that a reveal was imminent. The most likely setting to reveal this was at Sony PlayStation State of Play, but it was not revealed there, so there you go. The studio has been perfectly silent, which is strange because the activity seemed to suggest a reveal would come in days, not months. There's no question that a Batman game is in development, but when exactly we'll see it is a good question. Regardless, who cares? Batman, we need another one. We always need a Batman game. They're amazing. WB crushes it all the time with these games. Oh, I cannot wait. Batman Arkham Legacy. I wonder if this will be, you think it will go like a remastered direction, legacy, with the word legacy right in there. Maybe they combined all the Batmans together and you get to play them all in one package. I don't know, but we'll find out. Next up in a news story over at Game Informer, it looks like Borderlands 3 is getting a Halloween event, or as I like to say, Halloweeny. Gearbox hosted a Halloween-themed Bloody Harvest event for Borderlands 2, and the company has revealed that this celebration is returning in Borderlands 3. The event takes place from October 24th through December 5th. During Bloody Harvest, players discover a new crew member named Maurice. Players can also travel to a new location called Heck, I like that it's Heck, not Hell. That is hilarious. Where they can take on new challenges and acquire new seasonal loot. The event is free, so get ready to trick-or-treat. Mostly trick. Ha! Borderlands 3 Halloween event, here it comes. And in our last news story of the day, this is a news story over at Eurogamer. The UK Children's Commissioner calls on the UK government to regulate loot boxes under the Gambling Act. The Children's Commissioner for England has called for tighter laws around gambling and gaming to protect children worried about how much time and money they're spending in online games, and has called on the government to regulate loot boxes as gambling. A report published today, titled Gaming the System, researched the effects of gaming on young people. It found that while there are a number of positives with online gaming, particularly highlighted the social aspect, there are some serious concerns around peer pressure, time, and money spent gaming online. The children interviewed in the study, aged between 10 and 16, recognized some of the issues with their gaming habits, including a 16-year-old FIFA player who specifically said loot boxes were like gambling. You could lose your money and not get anyone good or get someone really good. One 10-year-old Fortnite player was worried others would think she's trash for using a default skin, and marketing tactic condemned by Children's Commissioner Anne Longfield, who highlighted how kids are, quote, open to exploitation by game companies who play on their need to keep up with friends and to advance to further stages of a game. With 93% of children in the UK playing video games, it is vital the enjoyment they get from games comes with tighter rules that protect them from straying into gambling, she said. Quote, children have told us they worry they are gambling when they're by loot boxes, and it's clear some children are spending hundreds of pounds chasing their losses. I want the government to classify loot boxes in games like FIFA as a form of gambling. A maximum daily spend limit for children would also be reassuring for parents and children themselves. Here's the thing. Number one, the Ultimate Team card system for sales in FIFA and in Madden, I think, breaks that game anyways. It's just not a good system. Number two, the best system to use in these is the Battle Pass, and I think they refer to the Battle Pass. They don't refer to it, but I'm pretty sure, for instance, the Fortnite player that they reference here, Fortnite doesn't use loot boxes. Fortnite uses Battle Pass. And so here's my concern. I'm completely against the government regulating loot boxes because first it's loot boxes like FIFA and Madden, which I think breaks the game anyways, and they need to change that. And then it's moving to things like the Battle Pass, which I think is the best way to do free-to-play games or to do these pay-to-compete type of games, right? The Battle Pass is the best way to do it, bar none. You're getting a reward. You have to earn it. You can earn it back. You don't have to pay for it every time, et cetera, et cetera. So it's only a matter of time if you were to let the government regulate your loot boxes that they would then come for your Battle Pass. And then where's the gaming industry, right? Particularly free-to-play games. I think we probably lose them ultimately. So anyways, I'm completely against this. And I also did read the Gaming the System report, and it said overwhelmingly gaming is positive for children, right? Like the study is first of its kind, really, to show the overwhelming positive aspects of gaming. And I don't think most people are gambling. Also, I don't think that we should substitute the government for parents, right? Parents have to take care of their kids and say, hey, you can't use my credit card. Hey, guess what? I'm locking down your Xbox. You can't purchase anything, buddy, pal. Also, get off the Xbox. It's my turn to play. But I could be wrong. Let me know where I'm wrong. You can let me know over on Instagram, X1TheGamer. X1TheGamer on Instagram. I fully acknowledge that my opinion could be incorrect. That's just my opinion. Again, come let me know. X1TheGamer over on Instagram. And that does me for today, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. Happy Tuesday. Hope your week has started out well. I love doing this. If you haven't yet, head over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to us there. And I will see you guys first thing. Hey, my voices sound a little bit better, by the way, but still a little bit like, I sound like a nasally child. That's okay. Have a great day, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow.